It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Desiree Dorion. Hey, Desiree.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Got a new song called One More Sin. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how's it going in Manitoba? Everything okay?
You know what? Everything's as good as we can hope for at this moment in time.
It's been quite an interesting, I don't know, how many months? 18? Do we say 18? I'm not sure.
Around there.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we're going to look back on this, or I will when I'm old and gray, and some of what we look back on, I think we'll look back on fondly.
Yeah, we will. A lot of people are spending time at home, obviously. I mean, you have to. So you're doing things with your family, with your kids, that sort of thing that you may not be able to do otherwise, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I've never spent so much time at home ever since my kids were born. And so it's, you know, those kinds of things are, I think, we're going to look back at and realize that that was a treat.
Yeah, you bet. New song called One More Sin. Tell me about that song.
That's a song that I co-wrote with Chris Bergaffney, who produced the record that song is on. And it's a song about, actually, Chris and I, when we sit down for co-writes, we end up talking. We'll sit and we'll have coffee. And then from that, we'll often pull ideas and kind of go from there. But this was a song that was born out of, like, questions, you know, how you'll sit down with like a bag of chips and think to yourself or tell yourself, well, I'm just going to eat one, you know, just a couple chips. Or you'll pour yourself a glass of wine and you'll say, oh, I'm just going to, you know, just have one glass of wine. And then before you know it, you know, that snowballs. And of course you end up having more than one and, you know, going down the path that you said you wouldn't go down. And so this is a song about, you know, sitting in the darkness, I guess, like, not welcoming the darkness, but not being afraid of the dark. If that makes sense.
Right. It does. It does, for sure. And like you said, that's from your current album. How many singles are you in to this album now?
This is the third one. This is the third and final single, yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. And you're working on some new music too, are you?
I am. I'm super excited. I just actually got the rough mixes for it, so I'm really excited to share what I've got on the horizon. It's a co-write that I did down in Nashville back in early 2020 with Crystal Shawanda. So I'm really excited to share that with you guys this summer. Yeah,
nice. Are you co-writing through Zoom now, or how is that working for you?
I am a co-writing Zoom maniac.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've actually never written so much ever than I have right now because everybody's just so accessible, right? Like, we're all just, there's no expectation for travel or for physical, you know, that we have to be in the same room with somebody anymore. And so it's, now is the time to get in co-writes.
Nice. You're from Manitoba. Of course, the MCMA is very important to you, and you're important to the MCMA as well, Manitoba Country Music Association. Why don't you tell us about that association a little bit?
Yeah, that's the MCMA is they were pretty quiet for the last, I don't know, 10 years or so, and then the last 6 years they've just started, you know, working really hard. They've got an excellent volunteer board of directors now that have just revived the association, and they've been, you know, organizing award shows annually for Manitoba country music artists for the last, I think, 6 years or so. And it's one of my favorite events of the year, actually, because it's all, you know, Manitoba artists that attend, and of course, you know, getting to hang out with people you get to see here and there at gigs in more of a social setting is a ton of fun. So I really hope that we can get back to that very, very soon.
That would be, and I think that's the general consensus across the country with all the associations, is that it's a time to network and a time to hang out and a time to have fun with each other.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, hang out with people in a social setting where you're not running from one gig to the next, or you're not, you know, unloading your gear and loading your gear and, you know, just passing each other by in the middle of a changeover or something like that. And so it's just a fun, laid back, easygoing atmosphere where, you know, you can just hang out with your buds that you you know, in a different way than you normally would. So. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Desiree, how do we get a hold of you on social media? How do we do that?
You can check me out on Instagram. It's Desiree Dorian on Instagram, Des Dorian on Facebook, or of course my website is DesireeDorian.com.
Awesome, Desiree. Thanks for the chat today, and I guess we'll talk when new music is released in the summer.
You bet, Cal. Thanks so much.
Desiree Dorian on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.